Rochdale grooming gang ringleader will avoid deportation to native Pakistan. By Kurt Zindulka on July 1, 2026. The British government has said that it will not be able to deport an infamous leader of a Pakistani child rape grooming gang in a letter to victims, as he is set to be released from prison. In 2012, Pakistani Shabir Ahmed was jailed for 22 years over a string of child sex offences around the northern English city of Rochdale, including raping one young girl 30 times. He was also found to have acted as a ringleader of a grooming gang which regularly plied young girls with drugs and alcohol while passing them around as effective sex slaves. Despite having been stripped of his British citizenship, alongside fellow Rochdale child groomers Abdulaziz, Adil Khan, and Abdul Rauf, the rape gang ringleader successfully exploited a legal loophole to prevent his deportation. Ahmed, who tore up his Pakistani passport and renounced his citizenship in his homeland, successfully appealed to the Immigration Act 1971, which prevents people from Commonwealth nations who arrived in the UK before 1973 from being deported. In an email to his victims, the Home Office explained that the government believes that it has exhausted all legal avenues to have him removed from the country, and therefore, he will be allowed to remain in Britain after his release from prison next month, the local Oldham Chronicle reported. Because of this, the government will have to shell out large sums of taxpayer cash to monitor Ahmed and ensure that he does not enter an exclusion zone, which will bar him from entering Rochdale while he is subject to probation conditions, which will continue until 2034. He will also be required to live in a residence with 24-hour staff and will be banned from contacting any of his victims. A Home Office spokesman said, "Our thoughts are first and foremost with the victims of these appalling crimes. Ahmed's horrific crimes were at the heart of the grooming gang scandal that represents one of the darkest moments in our country's history. The most vulnerable people were abused and exploited at the hands of evil child rapists and must face the full force of the law. On his release, he will be on the sex offenders register for life, ordered to stay away from his victims and banned from contacting any child or young person, as well as facing strict curfews and restriction zones. His every movement will be tracked, forced to wear an electronic tag. Should he breach his conditions, he will be immediately locked up." For his part, Ahmed blamed his conviction on the all-white jury, while claiming that Britain was institutionally racist and that it had become fashionable to blame everything on Muslims these days. Perhaps unsurprisingly, the convicted child rapist continued to express his woke beliefs while incarcerated, having served as an equality representative for his fellow inmates in prison. Follow Kurt Zindulka on X, follow @KurtZindulka or email to xzindulka@breitbart.com.